Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. We'll start with tennis and the first point won by Benoît Paire for the French team in this France-Spain Davis Cup semi-final in Lille. He is on the national team for the first time at the age of 29 and wins his first easy victory in three sets, facing a Carreño Busta who was weakened by an injury. In the next game, Lucas Pouille will be facing Batista Agut. In soccer, the fifth day of Premier League takes place tonight with Nice-Rennes at 5 o'clock and PSG Saint-Étienne at 8:45. Paris is still ahead of Dijon and Toulouse in the rankings. In the rest of the news, the government presented today its big bicycle plan with 25 measures to encourage the French to leave their cars in the garage in favor of their bicycles. The measures presented include the creation of a cooperative fund with local authorities to finance bicycle lanes. The subject brought up by the Minister of Culture, Françoise Nyssen, is not under study. Matignon pulled Françoise Nyssen back into line after she mentioned a possible reworking of the television tax so as to no longer rely on television owners alone and maybe extend it to computer owners to adapt to the new digital use. And a boost for telemedicine. Remote video conference consultations will be reimbursed by Social Security starting tomorrow. These consultations via a computer or tablet will be billed at the same price as classic consultations. And we'll finish with the concern of French breeders. Breeder representatives are currently attending a crisis meeting at the Ministry of Agriculture following the discovery of wild boars contaminated with African swine plague in Belgium. An action plan will be set up to prevent the virus from crossing the border. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.